Log Talk Radio.
Oh,
and that you would actually go and check out all the things that we levy against First Church. Number one, they don't keep the commandments, especially the Shabbat. Number two, they have divorce and remarriage wrong. Y'all got that right? Y'all know some more? They got clean and unclean foods wrong. Mm-hmm. That's the command. They don't keep the Sabbath nor the feast day. That's wrong. And like I said, we keep on going. It's like every week something else comes up. Mm-hmm. To us, it's elementary. And I think it's disheartening for these people to sit up and get all mad and upset, wonder why is it that we continue to keep on harping and keep on pressing. And hey, y'all, all I did was accept the debate. That's all I did, was accept the debate. And now all of a sudden there's something wrong with me for accepting the debate that your big mouth preacher opened up his mouth and said? Man, I don't get it. And now people, well, we just move on. See, I've got two different theories here. We don't believe that genogenesis is in the body of Messiah. We're not gullible like me and y'all just because you named the name. Look, the book says, and let everyone that named the name of the master depart from iniquity. And how you know that someone is a work of iniquity is their work of a lawlessness, meaning that without law. And then y'all hear the twisting and the warping and distorting. He says that the law, the book says that the law is holy.
Yeah.
But he says that it has fault. That's what we heard it say. And I showed you that there was nothing wrong with the law, but the Bible says finding fault with them. Nothing wrong with the law. So, man, y'all got a lot of falsehoods up there. And right now, I know one thing is happening. At least I, for the first time in many of your lives, I made you students of this word up at First Church. You got questions. I know you got questions because my phone calls and y'all reaching out to all my other communities out here that I'm overseeing, they let me know that y'all calling. Oh, yeah. Glory to the King, and we're glad that you are. So don't get mad at me. Well, the Galatians 4:16 did say that, right? I become the enemy. Yeah, that's all I'm doing, just telling the truth. And I become the enemy. That's all right. I don't mind being somebody's enemy for telling the truth.
Hallelujah.
To me, it's in good company.
Yeah.
Really good company.
God,
good. See if I can find this one real quick. That one ain't it. But we're, hey, the guest calling number, if you want to speak, press number one, a hand will go up. Now's a hand and a arm. We'll get you up here first in line if you are from First Church. Now, listen, we understand that we're going to have trolls because we don't have nobody to screen the calls. All right? But as soon as you get out of pocket, all we do is just hang up. You know what I mean? We just want you to be able to prove what y'all say y'all believe. Y'all should be able to do that with ease. I know one thing. Y'all heard C-Rock lip smoother than butter smooth, didn't you? You heard him butcher that stuff up, didn't you? It was sad, isn't it? Oh, mercy. I'm telling you, man, it's just bad. It really is bad. I can't understand for the life of me how you people, I'm questioning now whether these people have been born again before in their life. Because it just don't seem like it. They don't. And I noticed even over in Jamaica, all of them got the Holy Spirit to say, boom, 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 boom. That's how they got the Holy Spirit. All of them, that's the Spirit, man. Anytime university and everybody reacts the same way when somebody has the Holy Spirit, you'll fall in the spirit of man. You are. If you act in it, because that's what y'all lay charge to, that's how the response of the Holy Spirit is when you get filled with the Holy Spirit and all y'all have the same reaction and response. Man, something wrong, man. See, what y'all doing is y'all look at Jennings and y'all mimic him and y'all think that's the Holy Spirit. Boy, y'all deceived over there. Y'all deceived in a very, it's a sad way to tell you the truth. It's really bad. It's really bad. But hopefully that some of you, you're going to have the eyes of your understanding open here again tonight as we have these phone lines open. We only got one right now from Jackson, Tennessee. Glory to the King. Now, you come on here, you can be either pro or con. You can be either for us or against us. We'll still take the phone call. We'll take the phone call, let you have your say. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We'll let you have your say. I must have shut that screen down or something like that. I can't find my order of things here for a second. All right. Also, a little bit later on in the broadcast, we want to set the Corey on the broadcast. She's going to be calling in, and I'm going to ask her a series of questions. And the reason being is because Sister Koya is excited and motivated. She says she has a good husband, and she's looking forward for the to the day when it happens that he actually has an additional wife. That's righteousness right there.
Wow.
That's a good wife right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one right there. Mm-hmm. What? What are you talking about?
Word document.
What?
Word document.
Yeah, I see all that, but I shut them all earlier, so neither one, the one that I had up is not it. I'll find it here in a minute. But anyway, hallelujah. We're set for the defense of the message. And for right now, we're going to go on with the broadcast, and we're going to start off with, I guess we'll hit this out of the park, because we want to put emphasis on this. Emphasis must be put on this, brothers and sisters, and the reason why it must be put on this is because in this world today, this pagan world that we find ourselves in, I mean, think about it. If you were the devil, what would you do? Would you not attack the commandments?
Yeah.
I mean, it's the only thing to show love.
Yeah. Ooh.
I didn't know it. That Jesus came and gave us only 6 commandments. Then who was that that came down on Mount Sinai?
That must
have
been somebody else.
Had to be somebody else. Had to be somebody else. Oh, huh? Man.
True.
So they really, truly are saying that God changes. That he's not perfect. I mean, you think about this Antichrist message that they're putting out. And now people are all mad and all butthurt because we're exposing them for the lie. You should be happy.
Yes.
Some of you should be in there turning flips.
Yes.
Thanking the Father. I was talking with a guy today. I was preaching to him. Preached to him by, he's in Bible college. He may be watching right now. And he asked me a whole bunch of questions about stuff he's learned in Bible college that he don't believe. And then we had a couple other discussions about the scriptures in general. So he ran and went and got a pencil and a sheet of paper, and he supposed to roll down about 15, 20 scriptures. You know what I mean? We just went in.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, when he got kind of got a little balked, I shouldn't have did that, but I did it anyway. Just test where he at. See where your manhood is. So I pulled up a picture of the family on Passover. I said, you see them right there? I said, that's my Aisha, that's my Aisha, that's my Aisha, that's my son, that's my Aisha. He said, oh, my wife ain't going for that. I said, your wife ain't what? Brother, you ain't ready for it. You're supposed to be there to build your house. And you want to build your house with one? Hey, bless you. If you do it with none, you blessed because you ain't going to build your house, but you ain't going to have no trouble in the flesh. That's for sure. But if you choose to be the Father's will and that desire is laid upon you, I wouldn't recommend you go to 1,000. Would y'all recommend anybody go to 1,000? I wouldn't recommend that. You know what I mean? I would only recommend that you can only handle what you can financially support. All right, so C-Rock tried to speak with Lou several times. I hope that C-Rock is in here tonight. Come on, C-Rock, lip smoother than butter. Get on in here, brother. Bring your big bubble-eyed, fish-eyed self in here. I got my nerve calling somebody bubble-eyed, fish-eyed. Hey, C-Rock, what's a big idea? It is another Popeye man talking about another Popeye man. Boy, you know the world don't went backwards now. All right. Yeah, and he says, laws are done away with. Matter of fact, Michael Israel, go ahead and, hey, now listen to me. If perhaps, or for some reason, connected tonight, and we're out longer than 15 minutes, we'll see y'all Shabbat morning and be the Father's will, okay? We just want to cover all bases, all right? All right. So anyway, go ahead and play cut number one, Michael Israel, and I hope this thing is up loud enough y'all can hear. Cut number one of Geno Jennings here. Here we go.
And then you claim that Jesus gave us no commandment to keep the Sabbath. So why are you preaching it?
Come on, answer now. Mark chapter, just a minute. I preach the Sabbath. I don't preach to keep it. Go ahead. That's the difference.
Mark chapter 2.
Let's see. Just a minute. Let's see where Jesus...
Just a minute. You said, quote
our scripture, where Jesus preached the Sabbath. Pray that your flight don't be in the winter, nor on the Sabbath day. Jesus was preaching the Sabbath, correct?
Yes.
Did he keep it?
Yes.
Read it. And you better not move. Read it.
Don't move. And you hear that old shell of a man, Williams, don't move. Don't move. Just because he say don't move.
Wow.
Didn't Jesus just got finished asking, did Jesus keep it? Did he?
Yes.
Read Luke 4:16. Not only are we going to show you if Jesus kept it, matter of fact, he kept it so much, it was a tradition of his.
Come on, sir.
A tradition. Yes. If something is a tradition, this is something that you religiously do.
Yes, sir. Yes,
like I hope that many of you religiously take a bath every day.
Hallelujah.
I hope it's religion. Huh? Read.
And he came to Nazareth.
And y'all hear Teacher Shane pretty good. Y'all should be able to. And he came to Nazareth. What happened when Yahshua came to Nazareth?
Where he had been brought up.
Uh-huh.
And as his custom was.
It was his what?
Custom.
It was his custom. Something that he did all of the time.
Yes.
I said tradition. Custom. You know, I hope it's your custom you take a bath. Mm-hmm. Hope it's your custom you drink water. Mm-hmm. Hope it's your custom you get up and you pray in the morning and you read the scripture.
Oh, yeah.
Hope it's your custom.
Oh,
wow. And as his custom was, what did he do?
He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day.
On the first day.
Sabbath day.
On a Sunday.
Sabbath day.
On the Sabbath day. That was literally his custom. Now, I mean, after all, Yahshua was on his earth 33 years. I wonder how many Sabbaths he kept.
Mm-hmm.
That's 52 Sabbaths out of a year.
Mm-hmm.
52 times 33 gives you what?
Mm-hmm.
8. That's his common math right there. And you'll see how many times he kept the Sabbath. Now, glory to the King. Well, then you go over to Acts chapter 13, verse 42. Let's go ahead real quick. And we'll see what the apostles did, who was taught by Messiah, and the way they lived. 1,716 Sabbaths he kept. So I think he kept it.
Yes, sir.
It was his custom. Don't you think so?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot of Shabbats, man.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of Shabbats.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Acts chapter 13, starting verse 42. Go ahead and read.
And when the UD were gone out of the synagogue.
Uh-huh. Oh, you know what? I always do that, man. I love going over here. Let's go to verse 40 first, because 41 is going to tell us something before we even get to it. Read verse 40. Starting verse 40. Watch this, y'all.
Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you, which is spoken of in the prophet.
Y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You beware. Be forewarned.
Mm-hmm.
Lest the things which the prophets have already foretold come upon you. Read on.
Behold, you despise us.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
You what? You will despise us, and what do you do?
And wonder.
You wonder.
And perish.
You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
You wonder and you will perish. And then he says this. This is what God's doing these last days. He's working a work with straightway. He's literally working a work with straightway. Because I challenge you to find anybody out there in the United States of America that's more obedient to this word than we are. and I make my boast in Yah.
Hallelujah.
I'm serious. Find somebody. Come on.
Why work? They work in your day. They work which you shall in no wise believe. Though a man declare it unto you.
So Yah is working a work right now in your day, and you can't even believe it, even though a man is declaring it unto you. Huh? But you will despise. And you'll wonder how we do it. And in that despising and wonder, you're going to perish. Y'all said he's working a work, a miraculous work in your day. Right now.
Yeah.
And he's got a man sent up here declaring it unto you, but you can't believe it. You literally can't believe it, even though a man declared it unto you. You ever notice that these churches out here, along with Geno Dennis and them, never preach about being separate? Coming out of her and being separate?
Yep.
They love people being stacked up in them cities because that's where all that money is.
Yep.
Got to bring them tithes into that storehouse so they can buy that, that Catholic mausoleum.
Mm.
Can you imagine how many boys been raped in that building at an altar call? Y'all better do something to cleanse that thing. Can you imagine how many abominations that went on in that thing? The cathedral. Yes, sir. Now watch this. And when the, verse 42.
And when the Udim, the Jews, were gone out of the synagogue, the Gentiles besought that these words might be preached to them the next Sabbath.
Now why is the Gentiles, the Goyans, looking to hear the same word as the Jews? Now, here's a good question for y'all right now. Why is there a separation of the Yehudim going into the synagogue and the, and they're not intermingling and mixing with the Gentiles during service? Does anybody know? Come on, First Church, we'll give you first crack at it. They don't know. Because the only way you can know this while they're transitioning in this thing is you've got to know the actual layout of the temple.
Mm-hmm.
They had an outer court and an inner court, and they had a court of the Gentiles. But you don't know that because you're not taught that. All you taught is go to church. And the only time you ever use what you call the Old Testament is when it comes to bringing your tithes into the storehouse so that they'll be meeting my house. It's the only time that they pour it. Other than that, they curse the law.
Right.
Yeah, they do. They actually curse it. Fools make a mocking sin.
Yeah.
Now, this is what was happening after the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah. You see, no day sanctified called Sunday. You see no institution. You see no repealing of the law whatsoever at all. The law has not been abrogated by any way, shape, fashion, or form. Yet and still, what are you people out here doing on this Sun, S-U-N, day? What are y'all doing? I tell you what y'all doing. Y'all worshiping the sun. Why you think every Easter, and check out the location of the door of your temple. See if it's faced towards the east. And then watch and see. If you have your backs towards the temple on Easter Sunday morning, and if you worship the sun as it comes up, you know, you sing your songs to the sun, S-U-N. You cannot make this stuff up. They do it up here in this little small town. These churches, man, they be out there loaded, picking and grinning. You ever heard of Hee-Haw? Y'all never heard of Hee-Haw? Man, there's an old country show called Hee-Haw. Two main shows of the day was Hee Haw and Benny Hinn. What are you talking about, Pastor? What you think about this stuff, though? People say, I remember. Now, let's listen. So the rest of this passage right here, read.
And when the Jews were gone out of the synagogue and just off the salt, that these words might be preached to them next Sabbath. Now when the congregation was broken up, many of the Judean Jews and religious proselytes followed Paul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, persuaded them to continue in the grace of God.
Come on.
And the next Sabbath day.
Boy, this Sabbath day all over the place, isn't it? Again, emphasis that. This is after the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And they are still keeping the commandments. Yahshua kept the commandments so perfectly that he even rested in the grave. The Sabbath day according to the commandments. Even in his death, he kept the commandments.
Hallelujah.
You know the reason why he did that? Because he had finished the work.
Come on.
Which y'all had made.
Come on.
And he rested on the seventh day.
Good Lord.
All the way back to creation.
Woo!
Man, you wouldn't know that.
Oh.
You wouldn't know that if you're a Sunday rest people. I told y'all, y'all ain't no match for no Hebrew.
Hey,
no match for Israel.
That's the truth, Jeremiah.
Paul already done gave it up on y'all when he turned around and when it says and the Jews and the religious proselytes followed Paul. Don't you know that Paul said, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews?
Yes, sir.
Circumcised the eighth day of the tribe of Benjamin. He didn't say he was of the tribe of Rome.
No.
He said, are they Israelites?
What am I?
Isn't that something?
Yep.
So what are y'all going to do? Paul never claimed to be a Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Never. Agrippa said, you almost persuaded me to be a Christian. How can that be when Christianity didn't even come into religion until the 4th century? It wasn't even a religion until the 4th century. Nobody ever heard. Nobody ever heard of Christianity.
Rich.
And how did it get into translation?
That's a good question.
How did that get into translation?
They
okay. Surely the penmanship of the scribes, just like the prophet said, is in vain.
Yes, sir.
See, y'all don't think. You don't think. Most of y'all only think on what your preacher said, but you never go check out what he said.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get to your caller. Don't go nowhere. Again, it's just sad. Read on.
But when the Judeans, but all the multitudes, they were filled with envy.
Is that what happened today too?
Yep.
Majority of people on YouTube get filled with envy.
Yep.
They basically saying, this is what they said. Pastor, I want y'all to just stop. Pastor, I want you to just leave me alone. Pastor, I want y'all to just turn the faith. Pastor, I just don't believe. It's all bleeding. That's all y'all do, just sit up there and argue and fuss and fight. Ain't nobody arguing. Hey, this is nothing but a one-way conversation.
True.
Because the one who made the challenge is AWOL.
Yes, he is.
True. And I know the reason why he asked him. And like I said, it was kind of ironic, though, that he falls sick when he put his mouth on us.
There you go.
Yeah.
That timing is something else.
Mm-hmm.
Could be the mercy of Yah.
Mm.
I'm telling you. Ooh. Oh, boy.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. Mm. We've seen this before, haven't we? I didn't even think about that.
Mm.
Well, you said if you look at the timing of it, making a mockery, and then these undisciplined people calling our Ishans, our wives, whores.
And
man, that's a bold talk, man.
Yeah.
So, since you ain't listening, read verse 46.
Then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it is necessary.
You know, they don't want no bold talk like that except when Jen is talking. When I start speaking bold like that, why don't you stop? Leave him alone. Leave him alone, back down. Back down, leave him alone, back down, back down, leave him alone, back down, back down, leave him alone, 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 back down, back down, leave him alone. That's what y'all sound like. Come on.
It was necessary that the word of Yah should first have it spoken to you. But seeing you put it far from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, so return to the Gentiles.
And what were they doing all this speaking at? On the Sabbath day, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
On the Sabbath day. Acts 17, verse 1. We're just going to give y'all just a few scriptures, then we're going to go ahead and get on with the phone call. Hey, again, open up the phone line. Guess calling number 310-982-4226. Press number 1 to get in the queue. You may or may not hear an automated voice from a woman's voice. Get in there. Pro or con, we'll let you have your say. Acts 17, starting verse 1.
Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews, and Paul, as his manner.
Wait. Don't y'all Christians love making Paul the ultimate Christian?
Mm-hmm.
They do it all day. Paul had a mannerism. He had a mannerism. What did he do?
Went in unto them, and 3 Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the scripture.
What do you do with all this, man? This is New Testament.
This ain't New Testament. I said New Testament. This ain't New Testament. This ain't New Testament. I said that this is New Testament, Williams.
It's getting ugly. More New Testament scripture. Acts 18, verse 4.
And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath.
Now, let's see. Paul had went to Thessalonica. Now he's over at Corinth.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still, now he's reasoning in the synagogue. Not some Sabbaths.
Every Sabbath.
And who did he persuade while he was doing this in all these different geographical locations? Who?
The Jews and the Greeks.
What do you do about this? This is tired. This is really truly, this is ultimately tired. And yet he says he preach it, but he don't keep it. How do you do that? If you eat, listen, you don't preach the Sabbath unless you can keep it.
There you go.
You are a liar. And the truth is not in you. That ain't the spirit of the truth.
Go
to John 14:15. That ain't the truth. Something wrong with you folks. James told you that if you fit in one point, you guilty of them all.
Mm-hmm.
And he named the commandment. But yet Jesus says Jesus only gave us 6 in the New Testament. That's called an assertion.
Yep.
You are inserting something.
Mm-hmm.
You're reading and importing your meaning into the text.
Yep.
Rather than taking the meaning out of the text. Read.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Hallelujah. Now, what we're going to do, we're going to go to the call line real quick. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to call your area code. When I call your area code, there may be a delay of 5 to 10 seconds. I usually give you ample amount of time. Now listen, once I call your area code, you need to speak with me directly on the phone, not in front of the computer. You need to get away from the computer, take it off of speaker, and talk directly so that, hey, people need to hear what you have to say. We want to hear what you have to say so that we can answer truthfully or soundly. And if we don't have an answer, we won't answer. How about that? That's the Hebrew. Shabbat Shalom. We can't stop. Won't stop. Hallelujah. This truth is necessary for the times we're in. Might be Yah's last-ditch attempt to save them people at First Church. Could be, brother. Could be. See, people don't understand how biblical this is what we're doing right now.
Y'all got an olive branch extended to y'all. You literally do. You ever noticed that so-called Israelites are mute on this? Have y'all heard anything? Nothing. None of the camps know nothing. Now, I bet they all listening too and taking notes. So get a call-in number. Area code. Make sure you move to a good area we can hear you. Caller number 731-731. Caller number 731. This is Pastor Dow. Y'all may want to cut that AC just for a second. You are on Straightway Truth Radio broadcasts. So let me know, how can we help you? What's your name?
Shalom, Brother Israel.
Shalom. Your name is Brother Israel.
Yes, sir. How are you, Pastor Dow?
Doing well. How can we help you?
Well, I love what you're doing. I must say that first. I started following First Church about 5 years ago when I was really diving into the truth. And I've been following you for the last 3 years. And I've been looking for an answer. Pastor Jennings told the church that if you are divorced and remarried, then you must divorce who you are with now because you're still married to the first one. If your first wife or husband's still alive, you're still married to them. So you must go get a divorce no matter how long you've been with the person you're with now, married to now. In my case, I was married at a very young age for not even 3 years. And then we got divorced, but then I got remarried and was married for like 20 years. But I have to get a divorce. I have to get a divorce because I'm still married to the first one. That's what he said. And I've been looking for that answer. I've been looking for that in the Bible. I can't find it nowhere in the Bible. I've been going to other sources to see what they say about it. I get a lot. Everybody, you know, gives a lot of teaching on marriage and divorce, but nobody is teaching, nobody is saying anything addressing that if you are divorced and remarried and your first spouse is still alive, then you have to divorce the person you're with now. And I actually contemplated that because I believed him when he said it, and it almost destroyed my marriage.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. So after he says that you must get divorced, that's what he says, does he say that you need to go back to the woman that you were previously married to?
When he... Not at the same time he said you must. He just said you got to divorce the person you with now because it's not a real marriage because you're still married to the first one.
Now, okay. So what is a man supposed to do after he gets divorced?
Oh, he said if you can't go back to the first one, then you just remain single. You can't marry nobody until that first one dies.
That is not scripture.
I'm
sure you heard my
father than the scripture.
I'm sure you heard my teachings on this, right?
Yes, I have, sir. And I tell you what, I really appreciate you bringing this subject to the light. Man, you preaching the truth. You are definitely preaching exactly the way the Bible says. And that's what I want to see. Because he always screaming scripture and verse, scripture and verse. You know, I'm not here to bash Pastor Jennings. I think he's baptized thousands of people. I think that's a good thing. But he'll tell somebody else he wants scripture and verse, and I have not been able to find scripture and verse where he tell everybody they got to go get a divorce if their first wife or first husband is still alive. I haven't found that.
Now, what's amazing to me, he teaches that God hates divorce, but then he's going to tell you to go get one.
Exactly. Exactly.
is nonsensical.
That, yeah, yeah, it is.
And you know what, my brother?
I just been wanting. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And not, you know what? Not only, you know, the sad part about it is that you got this cross religion pollination stuff going on here, to where they're trying to fit their traditions and make it line up with the Bible, but the Bible don't line up with it. And so when you start going into the scriptures and you start talking about how that the people, the patriarchs in the faith chapter in Hebrew 11, the majority of them had multiple women. And, of course, I'm not saying that every man needs more than one wife, more than one woman. But as a man, you can have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 if you so choose. And, that, and you know what? I still can't find anybody, and I've been waiting a long time to show me where polygyny is a sin in the Bible. Can't find it. I've been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, I hadn't seen it either. I hadn't seen, I've not been able to find that scripture and verse where it says polygyny is a sin. I have not been able to find that.
So are you still married to the wife that you've been married to for a long time?
I'm married to a woman now that I, actually we met when we were children in grade school, and then we, you know, we got together later on in life, and we are still married. I am married. I did not divorce her. I did not take the advice of Pastor Jennings and divorce her. And my wife, we've actually been following Hebrew Israelite teaching and following you, and my wife is also looking forward to having a co-wife in the future.
Well, hallelujah. Well, I will tell you this, man. It's a good thing that you actually let the Holy Spirit lead you rather than this false teaching and false doctrine that they First Church peddles up there on divorce and remarriage. It's just sad. It's satanic to the core. There's no truth in it whatsoever. There's a lot of twisting, warping, and distorting. And so, y'all bless you and your wife, brother. It is a good thing that you had the spirit of truth that held you on like that, rather than coming up under and succumbing to religious pressure.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. I appreciate
hey,
that.
Got a question, man. So I'm sure that you've been following closely me rebuttaling all the false teachers and false doctrine that we have thus come so far against First Church. So how do you think we're doing on that in answering them?
I give you two thumbs up. I think you are answering very well. I tell you, I mean, I can't find anything wrong in your answers to, you know, to anything that's been said. I'm gonna tell you this. It really hurt my soul, hurt my spirit that Pastor Jennings won't debate you on this subject, because, you know, for 5 years I listened to this man sell wolf tickets, talk so big in the pulpit. Man, I looked up to him. I'm telling you, because he had a feisty spirit like me, and I thought, you know, this man talked about beating up somebody at the gas station and all this kind of stuff, and then like you said he would debate anybody. But, of course, Tony Harvey, C-Rock Smooth, you know, he ain't going to do it, I can't understand what they talking about. Tony Harvey's a boxer. C-Rock Smooth, I lost respect for all of them, because I'm going to tell you why. That I thought for sure that if anybody debated Geno Jennings, he would not back down from it. I mean, I thought for sure that no matter who they are, and he always thought he wants the big fish, but he hadn't debated nobody that has the following you have yet. You know, he ran from Bishop Nathaniel with IUIC. He won't talk to them. He won't talk to no Hebrew Israelite. I guarantee you, he don't want to talk to a Hebrew Israelite, because there's too much truth in what the Israelites are teaching. He won't even tell the people that the original Israelites were black. He won't even say that. He won't even say it. He won't say it. So, you know, I just lost all respect. You know, God bless him. I hope he get well. You know, I got baptized at his church, you know, and sent my, you know, $1,000 sacrifice in and been following, been everywhere, been to Memphis, been to Arkansas.
Hold on. Time out for a second, brother. Time out for a second. You said you got baptized at his church and you sent in your $1,000 sacrifice.
Yeah, that was to help buy the home office church they in Philadelphia. He, you know, he asked everybody to send sacrifice $1,000. Me and my wife sacrificed $1,000. You know, follow them. You know, you get anywhere close, anywhere within in a 6 hour, four or five hour drive, we go see them, and you know, and attending the church down there, you know, sometimes in different places and following them online and everything. And I'm talking about the only reason I follow them because I thought I was following a man who ain't going to lie and who's going to stand up for what he say.
Dow pulling his card?
I think, man, that opened my eyes so wide. I just knew that he was open for a debate. He always say he'll debate anybody. He'll say, you know, I know what the only way you're going to get to say anything or ask him about anything is to go to the service live, stand up, raise your hand. He may or may not recognize you. And then if you do, you in his church, on his turf, and he going to holler over you. You know, I ain't never liked that he do that. He's a real bully. I ain't never liked the fact he won't let nobody get a word in edgewise. I ain't never liked that about him. But I like the fact that he ready. He going to fight. He going to debate. He going to come at you, and he ain't scared of nobody. Well, you proved him wrong. You pulled his card, and all he did was tuck tail and ran. So I don't mess with him no more. I don't mess with him no more, you know. I just can't. I can't respect the man. That man, I cannot not respect. He sit up there, sell Wolf tickets, and throw air punches at Williams' head. You know, he's gonna mess around and he's gonna have an accident and hit Williams in the head one day. I hope Williams don't sit there and take it. It's just a matter of time. I've been waiting for him to slip and pop Williams in the side of the head. Because he's doing it. I don't know what Williams gonna do, but if Williams a man, he's gonna have to go on and handle it. I'm right then. He done got real close. I done seen him get. I know he done got real close. Yeah,
man.
You know, I didn't mean to go. I ain't trying to. All I'm saying is, I don't have the same respect I had. And I don't think a lot of real men have that respect no more. Because I tell you, if nobody can't sell a Wolf ticket, Geno Jennings can sell one. And I see now it wasn't nothing but a Wolf ticket. That's all it is, a Wolf ticket. He got folks up there half scared because the way he talk and what he do and the way he front. It's a front. It's a front. You can't be scared of nobody like that no more.
My brother, I tell you what it's getting me is this sacrifice of $1,000. Let me see, we got blood sacrifice.
He asked the church. He asked the church.
And then we have sacrifice of praise. Say again.
He asked the church, you know, to help buy the place. They wanted to buy it, you know, debt free. I didn't have no problem with that. That's where I was getting my teaching from, you know, and everything. That's who was getting my religious meal from, you know. I had no problem with that at all, you know. I feel like I was blessed because I did it. But you know, it is what it is. I can't respect. Now, what he going to do when the next person asks him, you know? I just don't know, you know. I don't know what to think. I know one thing. He ain't a man of his word. If he won't debate you, he not a man of his word. And that's the only way I can gain respect for him again is if he come out and debate you. That's just it.
Ain't gonna
so,
do
I'm
it.
telling you, No, he ain't going to do it. You teach, what you're teaching is in the Bible. You reading it, scripture and verse.
All right, you know what we're going to do? I need for you just, can you hang on with us for a few minutes?
Okay.
I want you to listen to this. We're going to go over, and see, this is the reason why straightway we don't ask for no building funds or sowing a sacrifice to or build a church building. So does not the Bible say that you are the temple of Yah?
Yes, sir. Yes, it does.
Does it not say what house are you going to build me? Talking about this one, right? So let's see. New Testament. We're going to stay in the New Testament, okay? And we're going to show you what the so-called, quote-unquote, what they say, what the church should be. All right? Romans 16, verse 5. And then one of you get 1 Corinthians 16, verse 19. And then one of you get Colossians 4:15, and the other one get Philemon 1:2. Listen real quick. Romans 16, verse 5, read, teach.
Likewise, greet the church.
Where's it at?
That is in their house.
That is where?
In their house.
Where's the church at?
In their house.
Didn't the book say they went from house to house breaking bread and in prayers?
Yes,
sir. Over in Acts chapter 2?
Yes, sir.
And what else did it say, teach?
Salute my well-beloved Epaphras, who is the first fruits of Achaia unto Christ.
1 Corinthians 16, 19. Come on with it.
The churches of Asia salute you.
Mm-hmm.
Aquila and Priscilla salute you.
Mm-hmm.
Much in Yah, much mm-hmm. in the Master.
Uh-huh.
Which the church that is in their house.
The church is where?
In their house.
We got to take up a sacrifice building fund and have a church.
In their house.
In their house. That's two, right? That's two of them, right?
Yes.
New Testament, right?
Yes.
We got two with it so far, right?
Yes,
sir. Colossians 4:15. Come on with it.
Salute.
Read it.
Salute the brethren, which are in Laodicea, and Memphis, and the church, which is in his house.
Three. The church is in his house, right? Isn't it right? Isn't it right?
Yes,
church is in his house. Philemon 1:2. Read.
And to our beloved Appia and Archippus, our fellow soldier, and to the church in your house.
So instead of going out picking up a whole bunch of damn money,
mm-hmm.
Federal Reserve no cost to sacrifice, putting it on some damn building like this,
mm-hmm.
how about putting it on the church where it should be, which is in the houses of the saints of the Most High Yah?
That's it.
In other words, you're doing exactly what the prophet says.
Yes.
Huh? Build you houses. Plant you gardens. God don't dwell in a temple made with hay. Come on with it.
Yeah.
So I said, what's that building that y'all got up there on top of that hill right there? That's our living room. Because it's on our own property with all the houses. We have a church right now. In the house. You ever seen us take up a building fund to get this church built up here? What they call a church, that's what they call it. I remember I had one time I had somebody, one of the tax guys come out and says, what building is that? I said, living room. He said, it looked like a church to me. I said, where's that? He, I don't see nothing. He said, you need to put a sign that says church. I said, how can I do that when I'm the church?
Yeah.
Ain't you Baptist? Don't you know the word? Does y'all dwell in that building or does he dwell in
up? Oh, yeah. Hey, come on. Oh, yeah.
Which one is it?
Precept.
Did we not build that? That so-called building with hands?
Yeah.
The only way that y'all feels that place right there is when the saints go
marching.
Yeah, when the saints go marching.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when the saints go marching. There's no life in that building. What's going on until the saints come marching in? There's no spirit coming right there until the saints come in filled with the Holy Spirit. We've got four different witnesses from four different geographical locations. Four different witnesses from four different geographical locations. And every single one of them was all New Testament.
In the house.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's on fire up in here.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Y'all hear that, right? Did you get that, my brother?
I got it. I got it. He ain't done yet, though. He told us he's gonna build a big old pyramid, big huge pyramid that'll hold 1,000 or 10,000 or something like that. I don't know. He said he's gonna His ultimate goal is to build a pyramid twice the size of the church he in now. A pyramid.
Well, you know what? I'm going to say the same thing that Lee Rock lips smoother than butter. These people are out of their damn mind if they set up and contribute to something like that. Well, you got people that can barely rub two nickels together and keep the lights on in their house. You got people up in there. I know, man, because he don't have a mixed multitude in his congregation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how in the hell he can't sit up and say that the original Israelites weren't black. In fact, melanated people are black. How hard can that be when you got a whole congregation full of women that are black? It's 75% women, 25% men, and if they are men, 15% of them, probably 20% of them are shallow men.
Yeah, I obey the law, statute, and commandments now, and I follow Yah the way the scriptures say follow Yah, and I thank God for you.
Hey, my brother, we appreciate you calling in, man, and giving this true eyewitness testimony. People think we're playing when we say that people are watching and listening. That brother got set free of a bunch of false.
Yes, sir. Praise God.
Now he can go. And he probably knows somebody else is under that bondage. He's going to preach the truth to them and tell them the truth.
That's right. I love to come visit the straight way, actually.
Well, hey, you see this number behind me right here, right?
Yes, sir.
See the number behind me?
Yes. Yeah,
be careful,
I see.
My helmet. See that number behind me right there? 615-688-3025.
Yes,
call that number. Leave a message for Elder Doug, Elder Becker, and he will contact you, and you are more than welcome to come and visit Straightway anytime that your schedule permits.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
All right, my brother. Appreciate your call.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom and wonderful evening. Oh, he said Shabbat shalom. Did we tell y'all?
Praise
God. Ooh, man. Huh? Ooh. Hey. Ooh. Come on now. We got about 800 of y'all in here. I know it's more than that. Come on, First Church. Come on and chime in. Ex-First Church, with First Church. Come on, give us some challenges up in here. Y'all putting your money in a bag with holes. With the amount of money that they're putting in these dang buildings in a city, you probably could have bought 10 homes for the Israel, for the saints to live in, and not have to worry about a mortgage.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
And if the man went out and worked, he could contribute a whole lot more freely. But no. Y'all walk as the Gentiles walk. Y'all do as the Gentiles do, and it's just sad. What y'all brothers think about that, huh? You can't get no better than that. That's an eyewitness.
That's it.
Need to stop calling it First Church. Call it False Church.
$1,000 off the
chain. $1,000. Can you imagine how many offers they got? $1,000. I thought he said he don't never ask for offers. Did he? He never said that though, did he? Have you ever seen us take up an offer for a building fund? I do remember one time that I said that the Most High was going to give me $100,000. Mm-hmm. And he did. And 60 of that came with somebody who ain't even in the ministry. Mm-hmm. Most High just moved on their heart and said, he said $60,000, just like that.
Uh-huh.
Now you tell me that ain't y'all. And the other 20,000 something came from out of country. He didn't come from America. And then the other 20, so the majority of the offering that I end up getting, it actually came from somebody that ain't even in the ministry.
Yeah.
Ain't in the ministry still till today.
Wow.
Ah! Mm-hmm. 20,000 that came out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Dang, America, all you had to do was 20 grand. Mm-hmm. You could have helped out if y'all moved on you.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So you got the center and the publicans. And you got somebody traveling from the north, south, east, and west, coming sitting down in the seed of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but the children of the kingdom ain't got no money to give nothing.
Ooh,
ooh, Doug, that's how I put that together like that.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That is something. Then I said, man, if I knew the Father was going to move that fast, I should have had it for $400,000, $300,000.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that amazing? But I asked the Father. I didn't ask the saints. I didn't ask, say, can y'all all give $500 a piece? Or if I got $100,
let's go, champ!
Let's go, champ! Got that right, dude. Let's go, champ!
Ooh.
It looks like straightway, no matter what people do, no matter what, our testimony is always confirmed.
Ooh.
Now, I know the reason why everybody meets. There's an old saying in the world that's called silent is the consent to agree. And the silence is deafening. It's so silent. It's about to bust my eardrums, man. Can y'all tell me this ain't beautiful? Tell me this ain't beautiful. Huh? All right, Mike Reeser, come on, man. Let's go to a commercial break, my brother.
Shalom, shalom, saints. You want to get all the unfiltered truth? Join Patreon with Pastor Dow. If you like what you see, support the work of the ministry through PayPal or Cash App. Sure to tune in to Blog Talk Radio with Pastor Dow, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
All we got to do is make a video and I cut that and go straight to the call.
Be sure to tune in to the Bible Message with Pastor Dow at 11 a.m. Central Time, 12 p.m.
Yeah.
Shalom, shalom, saints. If you want to get all the unfiltered truth, join Patreon with Pastor Dow.
You know, I'm
there today. That's what I read today.
Hey, hallelujah, we back. Hey, Michael Israel, who is that brother that is doing that narrating on that commercial?
Yeah, that's Brother Sam.
I lost the bet then. I owe him a case of water. Y'all go ahead and get a big dab in that case of water. Man, I ain't worried about it. Still got five more cases out there with that dough. Hallelujah. All right. So, I'm sure that y'all enjoyed that. Brother Justin, Shabbat Shalom, Shepherd. Thank you for your obedience to the Most High and bring y'all's people out of Mizraim. I pray that your days on the earth be long with us, Shepherd. Bless your house. I receive that, man. Y'all receive that?
Yeah.
I'm going to add an addendum to that. In full strength and health.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody said Geno Jennings and Eddie Long got together like peanut butter and jelly. 100.
Thanks.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Omar, thank you, man. Hallelujah. Right. Woo! Hey, y'all make sure y'all take that case out of the closet there and leave it warm all the way out. Because he said he's going to drink one in honor of Brother Britt, too. We bet the good stuff, too. Anybody can figure out how to pronounce that, please let us know, because we speaking in tongues in here. Nobody can get that thing, man. You know how to do it. It's supposed to be from Hawaii, and it's supposed to be these plastic bottles supposed to be able to decompose in the sea so it don't harm the sea. That's what we're paying for. You're paying all that money for that stuff. But it does taste good, though. It don't really taste, but it's clean. You can tell it's clean. Crystal Geyser tastes better than Fuji. Fuji tastes like you can't ride on the tap. You know, Fuji sent me a thing, and they want me to come in. Their marketing team sent me a communique. Want me to advertise for them. They're going to give us some kickback. Y'all believe that?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Elder Rupert said, hey, everybody can't cut the mustard to be a part of Strayway, only the truly serious. We've often said that. Only the serious-minded people. Only the serious-minded people can actually be a part of this. That's true. Flat out. All right. So. All right, let's get Sister Corey to call into the caller queue, and let's go ahead and get this little interview on here right here for a second, because, you know, Straightway is normalizing everything biblical in this daytime and hour. And, you know, I truly believe 100% that the restoration of all things is at hand.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Jesus Christ is coming. Are y'all following me? And if it's going to be a restoration of all things, because everything has to be restored, right? That's what restoration means, right?
Mm-hmm.
That means everything that was lost had to be restored. Not only biblical marriages, but everything.
Yes, sir.
We're in the restoration. And it's amazing to me how people are not even interested in being restored or the restoration.
Come on.
Yep. They're not interested.
Yeah.
And yet and still, we have this sister right here. It appalls me, man. She's coming on right here and not on the phone line, right? That's good.
Right, she's right here, sir.
All right, hallelujah. Now, I said for her protection, I would rather just hear her voice, and she doesn't need to show her face, and so we know what her face looks like. I wouldn't want to be caught up in that crossfire world, if you know what I mean.
Hallelujah.
Them wicked devils out there. But we have an Israelite sister right here that has been in the Hebrew movement some way, shape, fashion, or form throughout the year. And she's come across, her and her husband come across Straightway. And for the first time in her life, she has found rest and peace and soul with the sisterhood in Israel. And this is a sister right here who is looking forward to the day when her husband can actually cover another issue. Sister Koya, pass it out here. Are you there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor.
Ah, bless you, my sister. Good hearing you. Good speaking to you. Hey, but what we know, Sister Coyle, now, what is it about the ministry of Straightway that puts your mind and spirit at peace concerning biblical marriage?
Yes, sir. Bless you, Pastor. And thank you for having me here tonight as on the show. And I'm really honored. And, you know, there's just so many things, Pastor.
Hey, so Corey, let me break in for a second and ask you to get as close as you can to the mic.
Okay.
And I mean, it's probably as loud as you can get, but please get as close as you can to the mic so we can make sure we can hear you clearly.
Okay. Is that better?
It is.
It is.
Okay. Hallelujah. So there's just many things, Pastor. The number one thing is that the women are taught properly about their roles in marriage. They're taught how to honor their husbands. They're taught how to honor each other. They're taught submissiveness, what that means, and, you know, and you see it. They're taught humility, and it's a breath of fresh air. It truly is, and, you know, we have that here among our sisters, and I'm just very impressed because we were a part of many other Hebrew, you know, fellowships, and the women were never taught anything. They were never taught, you know, how to love their husbands, yeah, how to love their children, how to, you know, love each other as sisters. So, indeed, not in just word, but indeed. And it's just really beautiful. And it definitely opened up my heart. And there's so many other examples of, great examples of biblical marriage in the ministry. And it definitely, I admire it. You know, we are inspired by it. And I just, it's beautiful. It's truly beautiful.
Let's go back a couple of years, maybe about 3 or 4 years, when you first met me and the Israelites that came up to the Hebrews and Negroes Conference, and we're going to get right back on the biblical marriage, but we wanted to get, you know,
hey, Pastor, you got an echo?
We thought it was coming from your end. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear
it. Is the echo still there? Y'all got to have a speaker or something on that end.
Okay.
Got
it on your phone. Yeah, I'm not.
If it is very faint, people can get over that.
Right, yeah, they could hear. So
Sister Corey, you had an opportunity to meet myself and quite a few Israelites. Can we go back to that moment in 2019 at the Hebrews and Negro Conference? And tell the people your experience of what you saw from Straightway, how we carried ourselves, and what you learned from that particular meeting. Then we'll get right back up on biblical marriage.
Yes, sir. So I saw order. I saw authority. I saw masculinity. And I saw that you all carried yourselves just in a different way. And it was just something I've never seen before. It really was, you know, just fresh. And I knew it was Yah because it had everyone's attention. Everyone was captivated, like, wow, what is that? What is that? And, you know, the way you taught, the way the word came forth, you know, your heart for Yah's people, what you were teaching Yah's people, I had never heard before. It was like your heart for Israel was on display. You were preparing Yah's people, and you were trying to, because some of them wasn't hearing you, you know, but those who were, I'll just say Brother Michael and myself, we followed suit. We were making haste. Yeah, we need to do this, you know. This is what Yah wants. This is his will. But I saw that, and I've never been the same since.
Hallelujah. So, can you explain to the best of your ability why is it that after such a powerful and strong display of actually true order and submissiveness to the Most High Yah, why is it that so many people that were there at that conference and it seemed like that they heard the word, but yet and still after you leave the conference and then you get back to regular normal everyday life, you don't see much performance coming from the people?
Well, I don't believe that they were really Yah's people, you know, because you can't be Yah's people and not hear what you heard and not obey and follow through.
Did y'all hear that? So, Sister Quanya, the stuff that you see here in Straightway Truth Ministry, I mean, you actually see the pages, the words that are on the pages literally come to life right before your very eyes. So, I mean, you know, from the outside looking in, but by not being literally in the family with us, but you have your own family there with Michael Israel. But what I'm stating is that you can literally see the biblical order of biblical families, and you know quite a few of them here in this ministry. Can you care to tell the listening audience what you see with each one of those families?
Oh, wow. So I see love. I see that, you know, the women really do support each other, that they love their husbands. You know, the man is in his role. The woman is in her role. The children are in their role. You know, whether the man is loving the woman, you know, leading the house, the woman is submitting to the husband, obeying the husband, you know, being a chaste keeper at home. The children are obedient to their father and their mother, honoring them. And it's just beautiful. You know, our past life, you know, it was, everybody was gone. We were all separated during the day, you know, for years. My husband was working. I was working. The children were in school. And you know, it's sad because the value of family wasn't there. The value of family is here now, you know, and now that it's here, you want it to increase. You want to give Yah more of what this good thing is, you know, and women who value family want to increase their family naturally. You know, you have a natural inclination to want to increase your family. So it's definitely, again, beautiful. I love what I'm seeing, and I support it. I understand it. I admire it in the households of examples we have in the ministry. You know, bless Yah for righteous men and women who understand their roles and understand that biblical marriage is sound, powerful, and it's blessed. You know, it's sanctioned in the book. It's so interesting, Pastor, because once we come into the knowledge of the truth of who we are, you know, we all love to say we know who we are. We're Hebrew. We're Israel. We sing the songs. We wear the banner so proudly. And it's funny because the same people who do that sometimes, they don't accept the biblical facts of how Israel became a nation. Polygyny and biblical marriage is at the cornerstone of, you know, you can't get around it. So you have Jacob, you have his four wives. They birthed a nation. And, you know, I believe when we get back to the mindset of building a nation, birthing a nation, supporting a nation, you know, and valuing family, it becomes easier to accept for those who are having a hard time with it. So, yes, sir.
You know, Sister Corey, it's a marvel to me how that everything that you said is the truth, but people can literally see this manifestation right before their very eyes and still yet and still have trouble and issue and problem with a man building his house and the Ishias or Ishas are coming along and helping this man build up
this house, because I mean,
yes.
it's just amazing, because I'm sure you heard me talk about this before, that if the world continues to keep going the way that it's going now, with all these different alternative lifestyles and these different forms of relationships, so-called, quote-unquote, called marriages, if it keeps on going this way, we're the only few righteous seed that is left. And if we don't start getting about building your husband's house, building a man's house, the women getting on board with what the Yah says and not what they have been previously reared and raised in their environment, then these predators are going to be looking for our children. And they're going to continue to keep looking for their kingdom. And the book says the restoration of all things is at hand.
Yes,
and so I think it's extremely important that Israelite sisters make this conversation normal in Israel. It is something that needs to be talked about all of the time until the mind is 100% truly transformed, and the jealousy and the envy and the hatred and the uncertainty is 100% eradicated from the mind.
Yes, sir.
What say you?
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. You know, I agree, Pastor. You know, and I think about the relationship, you know, that the wives of Jacob, they had, and how they interacted. You know, it was normal for them. You know, they ate together. They prayed together, I imagine. They all loved Jacob. They supported him. They supported one another. I just think that's so beautiful. I really do, Pastor. And it's just great. It's just great. In true sisterhood, yes, you have a special bond. I imagine you would have a special bond because you all love that man. You all want to see him happy. You want to see his lineage blessed. You want to increase it. You know, Yah is a Yah of increase. You know, we can't stop what Yah is doing. We've got to stop thinking that it's just about us and selfishness. No, baby, birth that nation. Get the righteous seed out there on the earth. You know, righteous seed in the earth means someone is still here keeping the law, statutes, and commandments. Someone is still giving glory to Yah. That has to be here on this earth. Don't stand in the way of that. If you can't have seed for that man, support him. Love the woman who's coming in. Love your husband for having a heart to love another woman. I support my husband. I love children. I love children. I was talking to, you know, Michael right here, sitting right here is my witness. We were talking today, and I said, you know, we really squandered our 20s and our 30s.
Chasing after the dollar.
I was like, you know, to say, I would have been barefoot and pregnant every chance I had, you know. Because we've been so good at what we have. Our children are older now, and now I just look back and I say, wow, you know, I really wish, you know, but we still have that we can still do it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This wonderful thing called polygyny is sanctioned in the book. Yah still has provision for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's still okay, you know. I think a lot of women fear it because it is the first time in some way, but me, I'm the type of woman, if it's the truth, let's live the truth.
Come on.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know?
There you go.
We all know who we are. We all know we love by the Father. There shouldn't be any insecurity there.
Ooh.
You know, I have a good husband. I have a great husband.
Mm.
You know, I love my children. I love what he has. I love it. I love my family here is Israel. You know, let's increase it. Let's increase the family.
Hallelujah.
Let's build.
Mm.
Ooh.
Come on. Come on, man.
I'm probably getting on his nerves a little bit. Because I say, well, did you find anybody? Did you look? Did you ask?
Nah.
You know, he's like.
Oh, it'll come. It'll come.
No.
The right one will come, or the right two,
so.
Or three, or four. You know, I said, because, you know, in the midst of this restoration, you know that Pastor Dowler is the one who broke the ice of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning I had to go through the gauntlet of literally running through hell with gasoline draws on and still survived, if you understand what I mean. And I'm thinking, because I'm going on the testimony about what other people say about me. They say that Pastor Dowell is a great man. That's what they say.
Yes.
They say that
yes.
Pastor Dowell is an honorable man.
Yes.
They say that Pastor Dowell is a very serious man.
Mm-hmm.
They say that Pastor Dowell, if you want to see how to love the Most High Yah, then follow the example of Pastor Dowell. I'm sitting up there listening, because the book says don't let your own lips praise you, but let somebody else lips praise you. So I'm sitting up there thinking because, I mean, I love women, but a woman is a woman is a woman. It's not about amassing, like they like to say in the world, a bunch of women. It's about nation building.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah.
And I'm looking at myself, and I'm looking at his kaya, my seed, that's come out of me. And I'm seeing the way he's being reared and raised. I'm sitting there saying to myself, why would we not as a nation want more of this seed in Israel when you see the fruit of the way he's being raised? The apple don't fall too far from the tree, if you understand what I mean. He's being reared and raised in Israel. And why would we want that for every righteous man and we get out of these mundane, low-based Gentile thoughts and have the kind of mindset the sisters do that you have in this? Can you help us out here, Sister Coria?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, Pastor, like I said, there are so many great examples of polygyny.
Come up louder again. Come closer.
Yes, sir. I apologize.
There we go.
So, again, there are so many great examples of polygyny in this ministry, and last night I was listening to the Sister to Sister broadcast, and one of the sisters said that polygyny was the next level of perfection.
Mm-hmm. Is this true?
Yes. And, you know, that just was like, wow, that's so true. Because here in community, there's perfecting, but when you're closer, the inner circle mm-hmm. is being perfected. You know, that's a whole nother level of holiness and righteousness.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And again, it's just very beautiful. Very, very beautiful, Pastor. So.
Y'all hear that?
Yes, sir.
Now, I'm sure you see the structure that we have here straightway. You know, we have our own homeschool, and our sisters are very prolific in bearing children. You can see that here. We have a lot of little children running around here. We got a lot of that. But don't you think the father that you no longer have to get out there and punch a time clock, be separated from your children, but you can truly be what the Bible says that you can be, which is a chaste keeper at home and the first line teacher of your husband's seed?
Oh, Pastor, so, oh my goodness, that's a lot. There's a lot to say about this, Pastor. I'm going to try to keep this short.
No, go ahead. Hey, sister, speak freely. Because it needs to be heard.
Yes, sir. So years and years I worked, you know, I was always consistent. Like I worked in the same career field for years, over two decades. And when we started having children, I would cry because after those 12 weeks of maternity leave, I would have to go back to work. And, oh, it was just, I would plead with my husband, please, Lord, don't, you know, let me stay home. I bonded with my baby, you know. They were on, I don't want to, but it was just a beautiful time, the purification time, the time spent home cooking the meals, making sure my husband, you know, his clothes was washed, you know, just being that chase keeper of home. I had that in me. Now, I had to do all that and still work, too. So when I was free off the job to completely being dedicated to cooking, cleaning, rearing the children, it was just on a whole nother level. I was really able to pour more into my children, which I desired, and they desired. They knew, Mommy, we're supposed to be together. They instinctively knew that we were supposed to be together during, you know, the day. They were separated, and one of my children, you know, she had something going on to where she had to have a nurse see her throughout the day, and I hated it. I hated not being there for her. She hated it. She resented it, you know. And I'm so, again, thankful and just grateful, just an expression of gratitude to you, Pastor, for your example, your leadership, and what you have done. And I know it could not have been easy because you were the first one to do it. But it was – just paid off for generations, and it's still going, Pastor. Like the blessing, you know, for so many of us, the conference where we heard you, and it was just right in alignment with what we had been praying for. It was an answer from Yah. And when I finally got off the job and was home, I just wanted to serve more. I was freed up. I wanted to do more. I was so thankful. I still am thankful. And, you know, lo and behold, be careful what you ask for. But I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful. I serve with a smile. I serve my husband with a smile. And I'm thankful that he can trust me to, you know, do the things that I do for him. And I'm just very thankful, Pastor. I really, truly am. Really, truly am. I've been freed on so many levels, you know, that it's just, I can't tell you everything here, but I wish I could tell you everything here.
Hey, I can tell you what, my sister, when y'all actually came in and hit the ground running, Michael Israel, as well as you yourself, y'all both have been instrumental in this ministry. Both of y'all righteous hand can be felt. It's obvious that you love your husband, and it's obvious that Michael Israel has his house in order.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
yes,
obvious
sir.
That the Most High Yah is going to, just like he did with David, he's going to give him the desires of his heart. It's going to happen.
Hallelujah.
And like I said, you know, I think, again, and I'm going to say this. I said this to Elder Rufus a long, long time ago. And Elder Rufus would tell you, if he was to put together a binder of all the stuff I've said over the years, he would probably have almost an encyclopedia that has literally come to pass. I said to him that all the righteous women will be with righteous men.
Yes.
And all of the wicked women will be with wicked men. And we're hoping that there's no wicked men in Israel. But we'll sit and watch that literally come to pass right before our very eyes. But sister, I'm so glad that you are now in a position and the calling that the Most High Yah has called you to be in, to be a good chaste keeper at home, to love your husband, to love the children, and guide the house. And I might say, and I mind you, I watch all the time when people don't think I'm watching. I watch afar off and see. I can see that everything that you're saying here is not clickbait, but truth. It's literally truth because we can see it on your countenance. We can see it on the children's countenance.
Yes.
We can see it on the assembly countenance and how much that your husband is leading righteously. And we do appreciate everything. It does not go unnoticed in any way, shape, fashion, or form. Of your husband's servitude to the Most High Yah in this ministry right here. And we can only hope that the things that you said here tonight will be an inspiration to more Israelite sisters. Because me personally, you know, I'm Pastor Dow. I'm well past the point where I'm giving a damn about what a woman thinks or say. I promise I am. I'm well past that. I'm getting ready to turn 57 years old here in a few months. And you know, we just play out the regular order of time. I may got 24, 30 years left or something like that, depends on what y'all says. I ain't got time for this damn foolishness. You understand what I mean? But when I look at my son, it's Kaya, and I've said this to all my Ishas. I said this to them. I said, when you look at him and the way, and I watch how they all interact with him, and they all love him extremely, and he loves them all extremely. You know, he's got mama. He's got Mama Carol, he's got Mama Nelly. He got all these mamas. Are you following? And any given time, I mean, it's just, the love is just so real to watch this. And then you sit and look at this, and you can, as a man, you go, they doing pretty good with this.
I wonder how it would be with another one.
Yeah.
And another one. And another, because I know that they're righteous. Are you following me? Mother Carol's proven herself righteous.
Yeah, I mean,
40-something years of being with me, boy, Jewish. You got to be some kind of damn woman. Okay, let me say a good way, good woman.
Yeah.
You got to be some kind of good woman. Put a good pastor down. Oh, Jesus, mercy me. And then you look at Mom Nelly coming in 10 years. We've been in 10 years. Just a beautiful Isha. Mother Carol, Mom Nelly, and then Summer comes in. And mind you, I don't want to paint a picture, everybody, that politically, when we first started, it's been all peaches and cream. Hell no, it was hell and high water. Because we were divorced from our culture. And we had to relearn the things that had been lost. We had to restore the things that had been taken. And we had to have our mind transformed by immersing ourselves into the Word until our conscious and subconscious had been renewed by the Word of the Most High God. I remember today, I was down at a shop getting an alarm system installed on a car. And this guy, he said, you're a preacher. And so he's in Bible college. And he wanted to ask all these questions. I gave him all his word and all his answers. He's ready for bear. He had a notebook. And man, Pat, he wrote down, I know at least over 15, 20 scriptures. He wrote out name, phone number, and everything. So you know what I did? Are you there, sister?
Yes, sir.
You know what I did? I pulled up a picture of the ministry, and I said, you see, this is a picture of the ministry during Passover. And then I enlarged it on my phone. I said, you see that, them four seats right there? I said, that's my immediate family. That's my Isha, son, Isha, and me.
Yeah.
He said, oh, my wife ain't going for that. I said, see, that's the problem right there.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't the head of your household. You ain't the head of your family. That's the problem. And that right there, I don't know how you think you're going to make it to the kingdom. Because Israel was reckoned amongst fighting men. I don't know how you think you're going to make it to the kingdom talking like that and believing like you ain't going to make it to the kingdom. Brother, you the head. What does head mean? Does the head consult the body and say, okay, body, hand, can I do this? Arm, can I move this way?
Come on, sir.
Foot, is it okay for me to step over here?
Come on, sir.
Knee, can I bend? Does the head do that? Or does the head lead and the rest of the body follow?
There you go. Yes, sir.
Yes.
That's where I'm at.
Yes.
That's literally where I'm at.
Because
I tell you, when I see my little son right here, I see the blessing.
Yes.
That the devil and the satanic system is trying to keep Israel from. And you know, in his ministry, we've been able to experience pretty much almost the whole law. Listen to me, in his area. Not only is biblical marriage been restored, but we've had the Levirate law be tested. We had the law where the widow has come in and her children without a father. And then the book says, instead of a husband unto the wife, be a father unto the father. All of this is being literally tested right before our very eyes. And most people just going along with their heads stuck up in hair and just saying, oh, we just living like hell, we just living. He's literally restoring everything right before our very eyes. So where there's literally no excuse. I'm telling you, I hope that we got the fear of Yah in us. Sister Corey, I'll give you the last word, and then we'll go ahead and go on from here, my sister.
Yes, sir, Pastor. Well, polygyny and biblical marriage is still very real and very righteous and sanctioned in the book. And we can't deny the fruits of what we see from it. You know, you just talked about your beautiful, your handsome son, Hezekiah, you know, and the blessings of, you know, in your old age. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, the restoration and seeing all these different examples and scenarios lived out in front of you. You know, it's just the book being lived. We're Israel. You know, we're here.
Yeah,
this is who we are. It's our book, and we live it.
Glory to the Queen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the King. Hey, check this out.
Glory, glory, glory to the King. Hey, check this out. Sister Corey, thank you for being here tonight. Brother Israel, thank you for allowing your Isha to come home and testify to the glory of the Most High Yah. I want to say this. Israel, you think about this and what's going on in this day, time, and hour. I'm going to speak for myself as a man. When I read the story of Jacob, have y'all ever read Jacob before? You know, over in Jacob, when he was going through all this with Rachel and Leah, Beulah and Zilpha. Man, he had already had Reuben. Reuben was his firstborn, right?
Mm-hmm.
He already went through 10 of these sons. Are you following me? And then all of a sudden comes Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And the book says that he fathered Joseph in his older age.
Mm-hmm.
And all the other brothers saw how much joy his father was getting out of this, this son in his old age. And his father would have his nice coat made for him and everything. And instead of being rejoicing, you know, being glad for their father, they become envious. To the point that they, I mean, he's a little boy. You're a grown-ass man. You understand what I mean?
Bring it on.
You're a grown-ass man. He's a little boy over here, and he's wearing his nice coat his daddy gave him and stuff.
Yeah.
He's parading around. He's a little boy. Dad loves him. And you're going to be full of envy and jealousy. Now, I know that all these things were written for our admiration and for our learning.
Yeah.
Right, well, I mean, and then the thing that I still, to this day, y'all hear me talk about all the time. You say you love your father, and you let him believe that lie that he got molded.
Right.
Who you know. The man was down there dead when he saw that his son in his old age had been molded by whatever wild beast he was, and they let him go along and be there. But the Most High Yah had a plan.
Yes, sir. Yes. Yes.
He had a plan. And if it wasn't for his plan, we still wouldn't even be the remnant of the nation we are today.
Come on.
Then the Most High Yah gave him another son in his own adventure. Joseph ended up going into Egypt. That's why I keep telling you, don't you be elevating yourself, thinking yourself something when you're not. You know, it's so easy that you watch all these people tell me, I'm a prophet, I'm all this. Okay, eat shit for 3 years. Let's see how much of a prophet you are. And see, they'll get mad in the pen because they don't know what the book says. They don't have a damn clue what the book says. They think I'm talking about just look at it, just copy. You see, that's the low base mindset that we got to deal with today.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You think you're so damn something.
Yes.
You know, you think you're a prophet and set your ass on top of a mountain and let the ravens eat you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go out and try to make your own damn carving out of living in that because there ain't no employment back then.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yah makes it tough for his men.
Yes,
and the reason being, you got to be damn tough to deal with Israel.
Yes, sir.
That's already been a proven factor because we are stiff-necked nation.
Yes.
We are hard-headed people.
Yes.
Yeah, we are.
Yes,
we are.
Yes.
There's no nation more stiff-necked and more hard-headed than us.
Yes.
And there's no nation that has had more righteous laws. There's no nation on this earth that has Elohim, the creator of the universe himself, is that mighty one.
Come on,
the other one. It's that type of guidance that protects. I just got finished with my son going on the front porch for at least 15, 20 minutes, rebuking a storm that we thought for sure that was getting ready to blow, knock over power lines, knock over trees, a whole nine yards. Y'all didn't see me come back in here, me and this guy stayed out there on the front porch. This guy said, you hear the thunder? Do y'all? Yeah, so come on, we're going to stand right here and keep going.
Yes, hallelujah. Come on.
We'll stand right here and keep going. Keep on praying.
Hallelujah.
And the Most High Yah, I actually said it. I said, Father, don't let the devil
come on
knock this broadcast off tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I curse this being right now in the name of Jesus.
Come
this
on.
Guy said, look at me.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to learn all that from unless you see it? And the example of his patriarchal dad.
Yes.
His father.
Yes, sir.
I'm halfway. He halfway at the bottom. Mm-hmm. All right, come on back in here, son. He got a fever, too. A little slight fever. He's still standing out there with dad. Come on, man. Come on back in. Come on back in. He good.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever the enemy meant for evil, y'all turned it off.
Hallelujah.
And because of the faith of Joseph, Israel ended up being preserved.
Yes. Faith.
Yes. Become a nation of warriors and fight, man. He went into bondage.
Mm-hmm.
It was already prophesied of. Y'all had a plan for a deliverer.
Yes,
sir.
Yes.
Come on.
He was using Moses as a type of Messiah like Jesus.
Yes, sir. Definitely.
Yes.
You have the antitype and the type. You have the shadow and the self. Don't get me started. Don't even get me started. You know, I get cranked up in a minute talking about people.
Yeah.
And y'all think we just live in some fairy tale. You think I'm doing this for my health. They doing it for their health and wealth. Are we doing it for our health and wealth? But we mainly doing it because of the love of the King.
Yes.
Because there's been no greater love than he's ever showed.
Oh, yes.
To anybody on the face of planet Earth than us.
Yes.
His people.
Yes.
I've been redeemed.
Yes.
By the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Filled with the Holy Spirit. And we have tasted and seen the glory of the Most High. Y'all, you think we're going to go back after putting our hand to the plow? We're not no limp hypocrites. We're men over here.
Yes, sir.
We are Israel.
Yes, sir.
It ain't happening. Other men may forsaken him, but we're not going to do it. It ain't going to happen. It will not happen. We're serving the King.
Come on,
sir. Yes.
Hallelujah. Man, to sit there and hear Koya, she's an intelligent woman. She speaks very well.
Yeah.
She speaks very well.
Yes, sir.
I got it. When I see Israel again, I got to pat him on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Then slap him upside the head. She is representing his house extremely well. And you can also tell they have divorced themselves from them hypocritical so-called family members that don't know y'all. You can tell she with her husband. Just like read Psalm 45 verse 10 real quick. Read that real quick. You can tell she with her husband. And you women got to get up. Listen to me. Come on. Women, you are here to compliment your man.
Yes.
Your man is not here to compliment you.
Come on.
You're here to compliment your man. You are here to submit to your man. You are to be subject and obedient to your man. Just like we are to Messiah.
Yes.
You better thank the Father that I've been submissive and subject to the Most High Yah, because if it wasn't so, you wouldn't be here today.
Come on, sir.
Because Yah, by the divine order, ordained it this way.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Where is that? Where is that? Well, bullshit. You've been in the same damn shit role you always been in. This is marvelous in y'all doing. I cannot and will never take credit for what y'all doing. Y'all doing this.
Yes.
He's saving me just like he's saving you.
Hallelujah.
Lord Jesus. If somebody get that. And you got all these hypocritical mockers to set up there nowadays. And every time I see you, bro, the first thing I think about is that black-ass damn wheel down there.
Yeah,
he full of his will. You don't want a statement he said. He said this. Ain't nobody going to tell me what to do on my land. Good. I'm glad that we know it's your land. We're glad to know it's your land. Because as long as it's your land, it ain't y'all's land. If it ain't y'all's land, we ain't got a damn thing to do with
it. Yeah. Very true.
That's just the way it is. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Psalm 45, verse 10, come on with it.
Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline your ear.
And do what with your ear?
Incline.
Read on.
Forget also your own people.
And see, most of you, you hear this, but it doesn't sink down in your heart. It don't resonate in your heart. Listen, woman, when you leave father and mother, there's nobody that is going to love you more than your husband.
Oh, come on.
Preach. The book says when a man finds a wife, he finds a treasure and a possession like unto himself.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What the hell? You a damn a pearl in a pig snout? What the hell are you, demon?
Come on.
Y'all giving you an honorary position, and you are in this damn. And then you got the same low-based mindset. All he wants is a bunch of beat. Who told you your shit was all that?
Truth.
You heard Sister Coria. This is about nation building.
Yeah.
This is about righteous
kingdom.
Yeah. You sit up there thinking this is about
he gonna love her more than he love me.
The problem with sisters today is you think men think like you. Men don't think like you. Men are creating the image of Yah. Men do not think like you. We're two different beings. We have seed. You are the field. You're the incubator for this seed.
True.
Man and man alone is created in the image of Yah. Y'all don't look like a woman. Y'all don't run around looking like a damn bathroom with titties on his damn chest. That damn perverted ass goat shit. You see that stuff? That ain't Yah.
No,
it
ain't.
You know, did I tell you about a long time ago when I started? When I was really coming into the knowledge of this, and I started looking at all the benefits. The first thing I do is look at the benefits. I was like, okay, man, woman. I go, and he still don't get it right. I go, what is a woman complaining about today? That's the first thing I said to myself. And then I looked at Yah and said, Father, what is going on? Why you settle all this responsibility on us? You understand what I mean?
Yes.
And all they got to do is exist. All they got to do is have your seed do their job and exist, and they have everything provided for them. I'm like, where?
Yeah.
What are we getting all this?
Come on.
Well, I got an answer. No good answer, too. You know, you can't argue with y'all.
No.
You can't argue with y'all.
No.
Y'all want to know where we getting all this?
Yes.
Yah.
There you go. Yes.
That's what we getting all this. Because think about how you are without him.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you, Jesus.
The beginning and the
end. Thank you, Jesus.
Come on, Pat. You ain't getting no argument out of me.
Come on.
None whatsoever at all. Now, when he stopped me, Mother Carol would tell you. She would literally tell you. When y'all fill me with the Holy Spirit, and the day I become born again, my life was 100% completely over. Matter of fact, I'm probably going to mention this tomorrow, too, in some way. We're almost done here. What do you mean your life was completely over? She'll tell you. All I did, every waking minute and moment of the hour and time of day that I had at home, all I did was study.
Word. Hallelujah.
Anybody want to know why I study? Type in 7. All I did was study. I mean, I would just, she would tell you, I would probably eat maybe once a day just to get up to go to the bathroom, and I'm right, the whole living room was covered. Covered. Mind you, they didn't have the internet back then. I had to need to go to libraries, bookstores, and literally burn the oil. And this was consistent for like 3.5 years.
every single day of every waking moment and minute of my life. First coming into this. It wasn't until later on I figured out what y'all was doing. You know what he was doing?
Come on.
Y'all don't know what he's doing? He was wiping my hard drive.
Oh, hallelujah.
He was wiping my conscience.
Yeah.
He was wiping my subconscious. He was wiping everything out. And all he was doing was replacing it all and writing, rewriting a whole brand new script. The whole time. The whole entire time. That's what he was doing. The whole entire time is all he was doing. To where the way I think.
Come on, Pastor.
The way I process thought.
Yeah.
The way I walk, the way I talk, all y'all.
That's you, that's right.
All y'all.
That's
right. He had totally possessed me of all that crap in the world. That's why I could come out of ministry, teach deliverance.
Come on.
Because the ministry down there didn't teach deliverance. Now, they did deliverance the best they knew how, but they couldn't teach it on the level I taught. Then he led me to different paths. I went, oh, where in the world? I never met the man. But man, I read his book, oh, Revelation automatically comes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. When I went up at the Hickowich Baptist Church up in Holland, Indiana, yeah, dang, y'all been in your state more than once, brother. Me and Mother Carol went up there. They don't let newcomers do no deliverance right off the bat. Man, they saw when Mother Carol and I, we didn't go up there and post anything. We were just there in the crowd. Man, they saw we knew what we did. Mother Carol, first one she tied up to was a lesbian.
Mm.
I had to literally catch a woman running the top of the pews as a demon was manifesting. Out of thin air. Bam, 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 bam. Wasn't missing a beat. Do, running across the top of the pews. Man, we were in it. Man, them guys, see, y'all leave them alone. They know what they doing. We just went up there just to see how if they did any different than we do. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
My seven, oh, Mama Carol, Mama Carol. And we would, everything we'd ever learn, everything we'd ever experience, we'd always bring it back to the hood, bring it back home. I can truly tell you this, because of the revelation of the Most High Yah, I can't really truly say that we've been to a place and learned any damn thing. Y'all mostly just give it to us as we went. Is that my right, Deeks? Right here. People would come from far and near. We learn it as we go. Literally. Learn it as we go. When y'all was wearing diapers, we were raising people from the dead. Literally. What do you mean, raising people from the dead? You know, people got their own... People were literally coming back to life.
Hallelujah.
Pronounced dead. On the curtains. Over with. Done for. Y'all ain't never heard these testimonies? Remember the old prophet Brad? Go ahead. Mama Meg died in the tabernacle up there in that old part up in Midway. Hell, he had boasted for months about how much of a prophet he was. Young man. Who don't believe in using soap? Am I telling Drew? He believe in using soap. And I said, really? I said, man, you don't believe in using soap. As soon as I'm up there preaching, I'm preaching for a long time, and I'm sitting up there watching Dad make shake, 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 shake. Finally, catches my attention even more. So I'm like, what is going on? Interrupt the service.
Yes.
He goes, so Josie's out. She gone. Dead. I'll show you the spot. Up in the gone. Vicky? Y'all know Mama Vicky, right? Old Marina. Vicky, go check it out. Brother Rich, go over and check it out. I sent two veterans over there, right? Go check it out. Both of them looked up. Thus, you know what I did, right? I walked out of the pulpit. I looked at the prophet. Look out, I said, hey, there's your chance. Front and center. I did like it. You know what he did? He did this. He threw his hands up his hair like this. He literally threw his hands up in hair like this. You know what I did? I did just like that. I went right back there, looked at him, looked at her. I put my hands on. I said, in the name of Jesus, I curse this spirit of death.
Come on, sir.
I command a life to come back in his body. You remember that, Jesus?
Yes.
Right now, in Jesus' name. All of a sudden, she shitted on herself. The entrance coming back in. No, seriously. The entrance coming back in.
Yes, I believe.
Breath came back into her body.
Hallelujah.
Man, that tabernacle was paralyzed at that point. It was like, I went back to preaching.
Wow.
I had a sermon I had finished. That tabernacle was paralyzed. Jesus, once again, showed up.
Yeah.
All praise to the Most High, y'all.
Oh,
and all, but I have literal eyewitnesses of that. Whereas you people tell about stuff that doesn't happen, people done dead and gone. I got witnesses still alive that literally saw that and was involved. Go ask them yourself. You'll see them tomorrow. Go ask them. See if I'm making this up. Then we have Mother Solomon.
Yeah.
Down here. Dead.
Yeah.
Down in our crate. Dead.
Checked out. Yep.
Pastor Dow. Yep. What we got? Well, Solomon. I walked in there. She's an old woman now. Old in her 70s.
Yes.
I said, yeah, she looked dead. She dead. You know what I did? Laid hands on her. Mother Solomon, come back right now. That's all I said. You know what she did when she came back? She rebuked me. She said, you better not ever do that again. That's what Mother Solomon said to me. Man of God, you better not ever do that again. In other words, when I'm gone, let me go. Because all she was talking about is all the people that gone on before, all her friends, everybody. My turn. It's time for me to go. She rebuked me and told me, don't you ever do that again. Does these stories sound consistent?
Mm-hmm.
They don't change when you've been there.
Experience.
Yeah. I ain't got to worry about trying to fake and make up a lie and all that. No, hell no.
No, you lived it.
They're original.
Yeah. Living word.
Look, I'm, oh, it's got a silent in there tonight, don't it? Are we in here? And then we just did this beautiful testimony from Sister Coyer. My viewer, you bless my brother.
Hallelujah.
Mosiah going to have somebody.
Yes, sir.
Somebody help raise up seed. And she's looking forward to it, too.
Yes.
Can you imagine what the woman does get in her role? So I come home today, right, after a hectic day. And this guy's done had a fever, right? I sit there and watch him. You know, cause you know our children are, baby. They don't want nobody but mom. They're going to cut over mama or what. Now, this guy, he's Lord Mother Carol. Don't put me down. Don't put me down. This guy's a little fever, right? So we're gone. And when I left, he was with mama. Come back. He said, right there, mama, they having just a beautiful time. And I sit there and looked at both of them. I go, in my mind, I go, glory to the King. Bless you, Father.
Yeah.
I said, there's no better place that he could be right now than next to his mama.
Yeah.
No better place he could be. And we're going to sit up here. First of all, Israel, we done here tonight, but don't you sit up there and ever allow these damn wicked-ass non-commandment-keeping Gentiles ever challenge you on your servitude to the Most High Yah. God chose you to keep his laws, statutes, and commandments, rules, and guidelines. He chose you out of the midst of a wicked and
corrupt
generation. Not only out of generation, but he took you out of your pagan-ass family.
Yeah.
Just like he did me.
Oh,
and he separated you unto himself.
Hallelujah.
And it's no light thing that God's done.
Oh, no. No.
He separated you from them so he can bring you in to the kingdom.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Don't you ever count it as a light thing.
No, sir.
Because you may love your natural family, but y'all may not.
Oh. Hallelujah.
You may get your heart right because y'all love you.
Oh.
That's the emphasis. And the onus where it needs to be.
Yes, sir. Yes.
And woman, you got a man of God. You better not in any way, shape, fashion, or form hinder him in any kind of way. You better submit. You better obey. and rear his seed and love his children as best as you can so you can make sure your place ain't entered in the kingdom. This stuff is well past this low-based bullshit of the damn Gentiles. He ain't allowed me, no, he allowed her. What the shit is that? Y'all know how I do it all the time. Why y'all women talk like that? All right, good. Since you can't understand, let me help you make it understand here. All right. You done had one. I get it. Now you got two. So which one do you love the most? We already tested that, folks.
Yeah.
I've also said, that's what I'm saying. And she clearly told you this other one. She's rebellious as hell.
Mm-hmm.
No, which one you love the most? No, you can't do that. See, but that's what you're expecting out of a man. Do you want that kind of answer? You hypocrite.
Damn.
You see what I mean?
Yes,
y'all wasn't there?
Yeah. Yes.
Y'all wasn't there. She couldn't do it. I know she couldn't do it because no mother could ever do it. The mother loved every single one that come out of her.
Mm-hmm.
Greater than herself to the point that she would go to death defending them.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that they preserve and they live even if she has to perish. That's a mother's love.
Mm-hmm.
But there's never a love like the love of a father.
Mm-hmm.
No, mama, keep your glory. And believe all you want to believe. I know there's no greater love than the love of the father because I watched the father with his son.
Come on. Come on, wow. Come on, wow.
And I know what my heart communicates to me when I see my sons.
Yes.
How many times I try to tell you, ain't nothing out there? Nah, I'm smart. I know what I want. I got the whole world. Hey, come here, all y'all people been to the mountaintop. Talk to them. Bye, bye, bye. Am I right? Bye. Somebody got to do prodigal. Somebody got to get back.
Praise up.
Somebody ain't going to make it back. You understand me? Then they don't realize I got a self-recovered wife. Why they? Babe, you stay close to me. Don't sit up and worry about it. No, listen. Have a soul tie with me.
Mm-hmm.
Yah is going to take care of what he's going to take care of anyway. Ain't no damn thing you and I can do about it. He is already predestined. He is already chosen and foreordained before the foundation of the world. Who will be chosen?
Oh, yeah.
We better thank the Father and put emphasis on that. That we're glad to be in that number.
Oh.
Let's put the focus where it needs to be.
Okay.
Go out there and find out. Ain't nothing out there but sin, devil, hell, and the devil in you. Try to take you out quite a few times. Come through the fire, now you're here. You thought we were stupid, now you stupid. Isn't that crazy? Now you stupid. No, we all stupid in the eyes of the world.
Yeah.
But we're righteous before Yah.
Oh, yeah.
So we thank the Father for tonight's broadcast, the phone call, number one.
Yep.
Testify for the goodness of Yah. And then we thank the Father for the testimony, the righteous testimony of Sister Koya, because Sister Koya, I saw her at that meeting up there. You know what's amazing? Because I remember when Brother Israel was doing the interview with us at the end. That's the first time I really truly saw her was at the end. I was walking through the door. This is at the very end. Myself, Gideon, and the security team, right? I looked over to my left. I seen her over there. And Sister Koya, she did was kind of like nod her head like that. And that was it. That's the only communication. Then I look back later on and saw, I took a picture with her. I took a picture. Because I had Israel on this side. His wife was on the other side. I took a picture with her. I didn't even realize I even saw her at the time. And what Yah has done with them two, huh?
Yeah.
Michael Israel just didn't come into the ministry. He came into the ministry being a benefit.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
He come in, footprint, like you said.
Yeah.
What's your footprint?
Yeah.
He come in with a footprint.
So,
And you know Gideon, give him grief. Don't worry about Gideon. Footprint. The brother has been very instrumental, doing a damn good job with the saints from Florida. They're doing a real good job. And we're going to have some more land there. Hopefully 4 years of, we're going to have two more communities. Two more communities coming in. And, man, we're going to spend it all.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to the kingdom.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So, I know y'all think we're done with Gino. You've been a bad boy, Gino. You've been a bad boy, Gino. You've been a religious servant of the devil.
Come on.
Your lying ass.
That's right.
Come on. And like the guy said tonight, you lost all respect for your punk ass,
yeah,
and all your whole damn ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I told you, straightway we're a horse of a total different breed.
Mm-hmm.
If it come out of our mouth, we're not blowing smoke behind these damn cameras. I wish we could be in front of you and say the same damn thing, you and all your males up there.
Mm-hmm.
We would love to have a good civil discussion so the whole world can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Believe me, we know how to change it. We don't go check out our debates. I don't care what environment we go in, we know how to discern and adjust accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to be professional, mm-hmm, and we also know how to be vain.
Mm-hmm.
It don't make no difference to us. You pick and choose. We're good to go either way.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We good, Israel?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get your feel?
Yes, sir.
Y'all get your feel out there? We fool here tonight and leave it here tomorrow morning. So with that said, we bless you all in the sweet presence of the strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name of our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ.
Yeah.
Shabbat Shalom.
Come on.
The King is
come.
Praise God.
The
what else?
You were saying when it was on commercial, but you were telling us you want to know what I read today, but then it came to the show and it came back on.
Oh, man, I got to pick up my train of thought. You ought to break in, man. I told you, I don't mind y'all breaking in.
Yes,
what I read today. I got to go back and see what it was in context.
Yes, sir. It was on break, so you ain't going to be able to hear. You was talking just to us.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Y'all better break in, man.
Yes, sir.
Better break in. If I listened to it a little bit before, I could probably pick up the vein of the spirit where I was coming in, though.
Yes,
what I read today, what I read today, what I read today. Damn, I read a lot today.
Uh-huh.
I mean, y'all can understand, I've been up since 2 o'clock this morning. So I read a lot today.
That's why
I get my best prayer and study in when everybody else is in bed. You know what I mean? I mean, last night I was in bed at 7:30. 7:30, 8:30, 9:30, 10:30, 11:30, 12:30, 1:30. Yeah, I got 6 hours, 30 minutes, so I'm good. You know what I mean? Good. And then they ain't going to be up till 6:30, 7 o'clock, so I get all that time with just me and the Most High. Sit down and study. That's why y'all see all these words, selling words, all them with different studies. All them words right here, all them with different studies that I end up just going into. And then you go over here.
Jesus.
More words, but most of these right here are stuff I've done in the past over baptism, contracts, agreements, studies on polygyny, concubinage, just different stuff. You know what I mean? King David, Messiah, is he Messiah? You know what I'm saying? Answered a lot of this damn false doctrine and all this other stuff. I still, to this day,
my greatest level of peace is being able to get up early before everybody else and spend the time with y'all.
Yes.
And it's crazy. It still appalls me after all these years, because I can do that. I can wake up, get settled in, do everything, be up at 2, next thing you know, 6 o'clock come around, just like that. I'm like, man, it has not changed over the years. You can live everyday life, I will say forever.
Yep. That's true.
Forever. Spend time with most of y'all. You look up, watch that hand on the clock, go, are you serious? So I'm telling you, my God, I've always immersed myself in the Word. Hey, my brother, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Man, me and the brother, we just sit up here rapping and talking, man.
that was a good show there.
Ooh, boy, that caller, man, he might as well throw the ball up in there and knock it out of the park, boy. He stick a fork in it, it's done.
Mm-hmm. We need to do an edit on that and post that as a short.
Mm-hmm. And you do that? I don't know if it ain't, no, it's too long for a short. But you need to cut that and then post it or make a video out of it and do the same thing with your wife too, man.
Okay.
Your wife, man, she's smarter than you, man.
Okay. Hey.
She's not intelligent. You, she compliments you.
Yeah. Nah, yeah. She,
come on.
Hey, she's
tight though, man.
We're a team. She a good team player.
No,
she's
tight.
She on it.
She tight, man. I mean, I appreciate it because I need some intelligence to try this damn low face ghetto ass Fruit Loop ass damn women in the damn. I'm tired. I don't need this shit. I'm serious, man.
Come on, man.
What?
Because y'all know I'll be coming with both. I'll be coming 2 tons heavy sticks on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need this damn bullshit, this ghetto, pseudo-damn theology and philosophy. I need some intelligence up in this place. Hey, Corey, you might as well get ready to be hated. I'm going to help her be hated. I'm going to help you and her be hated. Because, see, in Israel, when we hear her speak, we hear you.
All right.
I said in Israel.
Yeah.
When we hear her speak, we hear you. And we know what your ass is doing when she speaks.
Mm-hmm.
And we also know what you ain't doing.
Mm-hmm. Right?
But that's only in Israel. The rest of the world, oh man, they done.
Yeah.
But no, y'all doing a good job, man. Damn good job.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Like you said, that footprint, man. The rest of these damn pastors ain't worth shit. I mean, think about this. The first call knocked it out of the park tonight as is. What do you do with that? What do you do with that?
That was perfect, man. That caller, man, he was on. And he gave us the boots on the ground perspective of what it feels like to be lied to like that. I mean, he was really in a situation.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how you like those? What was it, four or five scriptures we ran down, church in the house? Knocked that out of the park. No, man, the most high y'all is going to bless y'all even the more so.
Hey, did you hear what that dude said? He said Gino is going to build a pyramid.
I heard that.
Yeah.
We heard that, and it was like, what? A pyramid? Is this damn nigga damn closet Egyptologist? I mean, this damn Phi Sigma, Beta Sigma, damn Delta Phi Sigma, all this damn shit.
I'ma look into that. Like a pyramid of all things. Like, what the
hey, heck? I guarantee you, he ain't gonna get it done long as we stay on his ass. He gonna have no damn money.
Yeah.
Because right now, after that interview, hey, we need to post that call. Hey, make a video, a cut of just me taking that phone call. I don't know how long it is. Y'all do it better than I am. And then send me the cut of that video, upload it to your channel. And then when you upload it to your channel, I can download it from there and then repost it on my channel.
Okay, of which, so Nicole,
Carl, and Koya.
Nicole and Koya. All right. Chris is probably going to, hey, Chris, you there?
Yes, sir. I heard all.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Chris do a lot of graphic work, so Chris the number. But yeah.
No, gentlemen, don't take the gray out of my beard. I need it. But no, man, that's a good interview, man. It really is good, but man, he exposed what we won't go call it first church, we won't call it false church.
False church.
He exposed their ass, man. That is bad.
Hey,
what happened to C-Rock Smooth, man?
Hey, C-Rock Fool. C-Rock the Fool.
Where is Tony Smoother than Butter?
I ain't
Tony Hawk. Where y'all at now? I got too many problems, man. Rob Mathis, McNabb, and all them saying, man, ain't no way in the hell we're going to let you fight. I think they think I'm old and decrepit, man. Man, my smell, woo, boy, all it take me just a good couple of stuff. They may move their head, but they can't move that damn liver. They can't move that liver. You seen how Davis dropped that damn dude, man, and hit him with that liver punch? Ooh, we couldn't get up.
Thanks, yeah.
He's like, oh, shit.
Hey, it didn't look hard at first, but then you look at it, and, man, he's seen that.
Man, let me tell you something. When I was in boxing practice, my boxing coach, his name was Jerry Arrington, right? Y'all seen Medicine Balls? He first started off dropping it, just picking up and dropping it on the ass, right?
Yes.
He'll pick up the medicine ball, just drop it. He had got to the point where he was just doing this. Then he got to the point where he was just slamming it down on each side of my ass. I don't even think doing this shit no more. I mean, when he was just picking up and dropping it, we were farting. Then he got to the point where we had done it so much, he was just slamming that medicine ball on my ass like this in different angles. I don't even know if they doing that kind of training no more. Because when I seen them go down at that punch, I'm like, oh, man. Man, that shit shouldn't have took him down, but it took him down. He too big, been pretty hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he caught him right on that, like right up in the ribs where you supposed to be covered, you know, guarding. So I don't know.
You ever been hit hard before?
Not in the kidneys, in the face.
Man.
I ain't got punched in the kidney or something, but they said it take a long time to get back from it because it, like, cramp up or something.
Man, when you get hit, man, you get hit in the face. Even if you get hit in the damn body, man, it's like a damn door slam.
Yeah.
And then it takes you a while to get stuff together.
Yeah. Yeah, I got dazed before.
Hmm?
Then I dazed a couple people before.
All right, my brother, it was a good broadcast tonight.
All right.
So tell them to work on that, though. We need those two cuts, though, in there.
All right. Yeah, we should have them up by Thursday.
I tell you what, man, the way your daughter's growing, man, they outgrowing every brother in the ministry.
Yeah, I got them on fast now. Stop feeding them.
You ain't got to worry about stop feeding them, man. Everybody, get about ready to stop it. Hey, boy, they tall, man. Somebody got to be Lord to the King.
All right, Koya be looking like the daughter.
I tell you, she's like a mixture, mama and my mama. Because my dad was 6'4", my mom was 4'11".
Oh, wow.
My mom and Rama Dow, still, she's 4'11". She's probably 4'10 now. Mm. I'm like, how you do that? And then one time I was 6 feet until I started jumping out of damn airplanes.
Wow.
I lost an inch and a half in height.
And we got to get you.
From my damn spinal cord.
We got to get you your VA.
Matter of fact, I'm looking in July right here. We're going to be doing that this month.
Okay.
And Mo Gerald, yeah, right. It's been that month for the last 20 years. I don't blame him. I would say that, too. I mean, I got 20% right now, but I need to get this shit kicked up, really.
Right. Yep.
I'm leaving money on the table. I could be
yeah.
Israel. But,
And my brother behind me, he was 6'3". Ain't you 6'3", Teach? You 6'4"? He's 6'4". So Sammy, he was a little bit shorter than you, wasn't he? Yeah. And then my old brother Kerry, he was 5'8". So, I mean, we got digressions all over the damn world in there. All right, my brother. See y'all tomorrow.
All right, bless you, Pat.
King coming. Teach, how you call in episode? I hear you. Boy.
Hey, don't drop my helmet, man.
That's how I'm
supposed to put it back. And make sure you be delicate with that.
Yes, sir.
We got a 5-year warrant. That's a $1,000 helmet.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, Jesus. Chat, we got with Frog, man. We're going to be doing Hell Week slash Rite of Passage at the end of the month.
In Goshen. Where?
In Goshen.
Last weekend,
Pastor Mill, he got to make sure I get approval. Yeah. I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to say it. All right, let me explain to all of you.